You know, it's coming to a point, I think, by promoting this, you are guilty. You know, you have this on your conscience, I would say. You can't just pretending, hard to explain myself, but this thing I didn't know, and in the future, you know, when things are maybe accelerating and we're entering, I don't know, some worse situation than we have, you can't explain yourself or try to get out of it. Well, I didn't know.
We're getting to the point where
I'm getting at.
You're getting to a point where there are no more excuses for supporting this invasion. There's too many instances of complete tragedy like this going on, and it's all racially estranged, and it could have been easily avoided if we don't keep bringing them in, because they're not coming here on their own. They're being invited. It's a purposeful effort to bring them here and to create this that we're living in right now. And, you know, this guy is previously convicted of other things. Among them, he has sexually harassed a girl that was under 15 years old. So, I mean, this could easily have been avoided, and it wasn't. So people in charge have blood on their hands. People supporting this still to this day have blood on their hands. And these Antifa disgusting people that are going out celebrating the death of a white, young, Swedish nationalist, pro-white boy was murdered. And you have white people, Swedish, I presume, in masks celebrating his death. It's just so disgusting. I can't even.
Not only that, they're celebrating. These so-called feminists are celebrating the death of someone who tried to stop a rape.
Yes.
That just goes to show that feminism is pure cancer in all its fucking forms.
Yeah.